Today we are interviewing here Mamla directly from India, who is an expert in translation. And with that, let's get started with the interview.
Yes.
So, Mamla, thank you for taking the time to complete this phone interview today.
You're welcome.
So, can you tell us how many years of experience do you have working as a translator?
I've been working as a translator for the past 8 years. That is from 2002.
And great.
It's been 8 years. Now.
Okay. And how many languages can you translate into?
I started translating from the language Russian to English initially. Then now I started also translating from Tajik to English.
All right, very good.
Basically, the Tajik language, they speak in Tajikistan.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm from.
I see. And do you have any formal education or background in the field of translation?
No, I don't have any formal, I don't have a background.
Okay.
I got an offer for a project, so that's where I started it. As an interpreter initially, then I started doing translation.
I see. And can you share with us what are the day-to-day responsibilities of the translation job?
Beg your pardon? Can you repeat the question, please?
What is it?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure, no problem. I just wanted to know, what are the day-to-day responsibilities of this job? What do you do daily in the field of translation?
In the field of translation, what I do is, I do the translation, as well as I have to read a lot. New words, which you get into the dictionary almost every day, new words,
right,
and the meaning of them. And basically, I learn every day.
I bet. That's good. And can you tell us what are some of the skills and abilities necessary for someone to succeed in this job?
Responsibilities is that because somebody the main responsibility is doing a quality job, and
right.
If in case if something goes wrong, and if it's a big project, then everything goes wrong.
Right.
If the term is not correctly translated, as also the translation should be done the way it exactly should get a meaning of from one source language to the target language.
Right. And what kind of work can a translator expect to be doing the first 1 to 3 years of their career?
The first one, in all my guess, is that what they should be doing is building up the contacts.
Right.
And becoming expertise in technical field, because general field is easy, and initially the Hovasar says yes on the general terms, like for somebody like me who does not have a background, like
right.
I'm a science graduate, and I have not studied anything regarding translation.
I see. And when starting out a career as a translator, in average, what are the rates that you think that a freelance translator should charge a translation company or an independent client?
Yeah, the translation, it's nice to go through agencies instead of going to the independent client because of the payment. Because
right.
if you're doing for agencies, they for sure, you know, you're gonna get paid. But for individual agencies, it's like kind of risky.
Right. So in the beginning, it's better to go to a translation agency than
yes.
just work for them.
Yeah, initially. Then once you start building contact and become confident, then you can go further, because translation agencies do not pay much. Like in
right.
India, translation agencies pay, let's say, 10 cents. Like they get charged, they charge clients. But for the translation agency, they just pay less than that.
You
just pay 2 cents.
I see. And for you, what is the most appealing thing, the most exciting thing about working as a translator?
Oh, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. The exciting part is you're not going to get bored with this job, because you're going to meet different people as an interpreter, because I also do interpretation job in different
right.
fields. For me, I have two languages, a Tajik language as well as a Russian language. So different kind of people I meet in different fields. And in in banking, I do interpretation in banking, and I also do translation in banking. And I come to know the terms and how they work. Because basically, translators should understand before they translate the words or the sentences or any talk.
Right.
It's not a routine job. It's not a routine job. It's not like you sit one day and ever do the same thing and again. It's different. It's exciting.
Right. That's nice. Every day you're doing some new different projects and learning new things.
Yeah, correct. That's right.
Right. And for you, what is the worst or maybe the most challenge part about working as a translator?
The challenge part is, of course, about not always projects available. Because lots of competition, and some people ask the client to pay less to get a project, the bid for less price.
Right.
They may not make, they may not do a qualitative job, not job with the quality. And another part is that you never know what kind of people are going to meet. It's unexpected.
Right.
And sometimes you don't have jobs for 2-3 months. No payment.
That's right.
That's how it's bad.
Okay, thank you. And what are your top 3 tips for translation professionals who want to have a very successful career in the industry?
Three tips. The first thing, I think they should get updated with day-to-day applications. Any new software that comes up, they should get update themselves with that. They should learn that because it helps a lot. Trados, initially this was Trados 6, then Trados 7, then now it's new one. Much easier, much better, much faster.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Another second tip is that they should update themselves with the terms, new terms they should learn. And should never stop learning the language. That's the thing.
Right.
That's what I think. Because, for example, in my language, Tajik language, when I was small and was brought up, I was born and brought up in Tajikistan, but I shifted to India my days. The thing is that the word which they use right now is different from what they used to use 20 years back.
Right.
So they can basically just update themselves with terms.
Okay. Very good tip. Mm-hmm. And for you, what is the number one most costly mistake that you have made within your translation career that you could share with others to help them avoid making the same mistake? Does anything come to mind that others could learn from right now?
Yeah, the one mistake I can say I really regret about it is about when I came to know about machine translations initially, I found it to be very easy to use that. And I don't have to do much of hard work.
Right.
I just put as machine translation comes out. And it was okay initially. Then I kind of got used to that, which I found it hard to, discontinue. But initially I have to, because it's not exactly what human translation is, the meaning.
Right.
So that's a mistake I made initially in the lots of clients. Two, three clients, I declined them. They rejected me because of that. Then I learned the hard way. So I should not depend on machine translations completely. I should put my own effort into the hard work.
Right.
Because anybody can do it. If you don't have a little bit of language, you don't have to translate it and just put it in the machine and translate, but it's not exactly the right thing. I get paid for it and I need to put my own hard work on that.
Yeah, and I believe that the translation wouldn't be as accurate as if you have done it in person. And
that's right.
That's a good one. So our last question here. Many professionals pay a few $100s to complete the Certified Translation Professional program. And I was wondering if you had any one last piece of advice you could provide or something you'd like to emphasize from this interview today that would be worth at least $400 to most translators over the length of their career. So, do you have a $400 piece of advice that you could provide to everyone listening right now?
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, what I could advise is hard work. Hard work, update themselves with the latest tools. They should know about it. And lots of passion. That I think that's the most important things in a translation job. You need to have a passion to do some translation. Otherwise, it is not going to work. It does not last long.
Okay, that's very good. So, thank you very much for sharing all that
You're
today with
welcome.
us. And I think that we have ended the reached the end of our interview. So, yeah, thank you for taking the time to complete this phone interview with us. And
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Same here. It's pretty
yeah,
talking to you.
thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Bye
For you,
bye.
it's a morning. Yeah, have a good
Yeah, for
day.
me, it's morning. Just got up.
Sure. Thank you so much. Have a
Thank
good day.
you.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.